It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 28th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Yes, it's Black Friday, also known as Shopping Armageddon. And just about a year ago, millions of customers were getting their personal data stolen at Target and other retailers. Though at least one in four Americans plan on shopping online during this time, several surveys estimate that some people are staying away from Black Friday and Cyber Monday to avoid the hype, but also to avoid hacking. Hacking has many different meanings, though, and we've got our friend and cybersecurity expert at Sophos, Chester Wisniewski, with us to add a little more context. Chester, how are you?
Good. How are you today, Ben?
I'm pretty good, but I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to shop and how I'm going to shop, and I think I'm going to shop in my PJs.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there. I mean, if we're looking at the opportunities for Cyber Monday versus Black Friday, I'm going, okay, credit cards online, seemingly safer than ever. Credit cards at retail establishments, still quite questionable. So I think I'll be doing my weekend surfing on Cyber Monday.
Tell me why other people should also be donning their slippers instead of their winter jackets.
Well, I think when we heard about Target last year and the credit card breaches at retail establishments, that was sort of the tip of the iceberg. And I don't really think that we've gotten a grip on it yet.
Well, it's only been a year, Chester. Come on, give them a break.
Well, that's true. I mean, the retail industry does move slowly, if that's the point you're trying to make.
Yes.
But the problems here are pretty deep-rooted in the retail industry. And if you've got 800 stores across the country, it's a lot of effort to replace gear, train employees, upgrade software. If you have a website, you have one thing to deal with and one place to look at your security, and that makes managing it quite a lot easier.
Is there anything else that you think people should be thinking about as this giant shopping holiday or double holiday descends upon us?
Well, I mean, there's sort of the standard advice bits, right? The, you know, watch out for phishing and all that. But the big one is people conflate online criminals with being online fraud. The truth of the matter is the criminals are using online technologies in order to compromise and steal the credit card information from these retail establishments. But the cards that they're stealing were cards that were used in the physical stores.
The distinction is the guy or gal who might be doing bad things with your credit card information, yes, they may be in front of a computer eventually when they start to do those bad things with your credit card information. But when they're taking your credit card information, they're getting it from a physical place, not a digital place, more likely than not.
That's precisely it.
Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester, thank you, man.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
It's Silicon Tally time. My guest this week, assistant law professor, University of Washington, and robotics enthusiast, Ryan Kahlo. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. But before we get started, how many robots do you own?
Ben, I own a number of robots.
Okay.
More of them are in my office and in my lab, and that's because my wife has set a limit on the number of robots in the home.
Well, also in the sci-fi movie that you star in, the robot has to kill you in the lab, I think?
Inevitably. Although, you know, I mean, I'm one of the ones they're going to protect.
Right, because you've been nice to them.
Exactly.
Ryan Kahlo, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news? You ready?
I am ready.
40 phrases in Mandarin.
I'm going to guess it has something to do with IBM Watson?
Your robot knowledge runs very deep, but I'm looking for a different number. I'm looking for the restaurant in China that deployed an automated wait staff. The machines can speak up to 40 phrases in Mandarin, like, enjoy your meal. I thought that was pretty impressive.
That is very impressive. I was not aware of that.
All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, so I got a small, sad number. That is 2.
2 what? Can you give me a unit of measure?
What's 2 robots?
Is the number of robots that it takes to screw in a smart light bulb?
I like that. So, no. So that's the number of robots that are operating on other planetary bodies at the moment.
Whoa.
So basically, the sad part about it is that I'm not including Philae that recently landed on a comet. Remember that?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, you know, it looks as though its mission has already come to an end because, unfortunately, it landed in a place where it was very difficult for it to recharge and because it's solar-powered.
Well, can't we send Steve Buscemi and a couple other people up there to push it into the sunlight?
So, So Phil I has a Twitter account, and I'm going to read you one of its last tweets.
If this tweet is, please help me.
Nah, it's even worse. Okay, it goes, at ESA Rosetta, I'm feeling a bit tired. Did you get all my data? I might take a nap. Dot, dot, dot.
Well, that's a sad story. So let's move into happier territory. A pair of sticks.
A pair of sticks?
Yeah.
I don't have it.
I'm going to give it to you. Researchers at Stanford are working on developing walking sticks. They're calling them smart staffs to help. These sticks help humanoid robots balance when they're moving over rugged terrain. I don't know. Are they wizard robots?
Right. I was going to say, help Gandalf.
All right. You got something for me?
This is a happy number, and that is $24.8
million. $24.8
million
has been earmarked to help robots and humans communicate in a friendly manner.
This is the millions in sales of robots by just one Chinese company in just one day.
Well, now, for you, a person who loves robots, this is great news. But for me, a person who is slightly scared of them, this might be scary news.
Well, these are just little robot vacuum cleaners, you know.
Yeah, that's how it always starts, Ryan.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Ben, right? Yeah.
Ryan Kahlo, he is an assistant law professor at the University of Washington and obviously a robot nut. Ryan, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Remember, you can find a special listener version of Silicon Tally online at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.